Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
5 seconds to go. First down, Colts at their 25. Leonard over the middle. He goes to Josh Downs. Takes it across the 30. Laterals back to Pittman. Pittman throws it back to Leonard. And Leonard is going to be sacked. He gets rid of the ball. Togiai picks it up. Togiai across the 5. Togiai into the end zone. Touchdown, Tommy Togiai to end the game. And the Texans win their 12th. What a way to finish the season.
That's right. What a way to finish the season. Indeed, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. What's today called, John Lopez?
Black Monday.
But what is it here in Houston?
It's Victory.
That's right.
Monday.
Victory Reaction Monday for the 9th straight time here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Man, what a time to be alive. Love to see the big man eat. It was fun to
ball
have that.
Don't lie.
No, it does not. No,
ball
it does not. Ultimately,
lie.
Shout out to the great Rasheed Wallace. Yeah. Like, ultimately, the ball will find level in some ways, and it found its way to one number 72, Tommy Togiai, getting his touchdown by hook or by crook in that game. And it was a fun one. It was genuinely a fun one to watch, and happy that it came out with a victory. You could tell at one point in the game that, you know, obviously this team always wants to win, but it became less of a focus because of where this team is. A 12-5 football team that, since last week, but again, is still the case right now, is headed to the NFL playoffs, going to face off against other teams in the AFC. And so it's a celebratory time. Like, it's obviously that week 18 didn't matter as much, but did you learn anything within it? 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. And then always appreciation. There you go. To the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams.
Both we on
the,
keep it 100.
That's my bad. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610 and the Twitch chat 610.
Yeah, Houston. First of all, just damn good to be here, man. Sitting alongside you, Reggie. Getting it done on the finale, after the finale of the season. And I think that's one of the things that we have to absolutely just start with here. 18 weeks, 17 games, started out 0-3.
Correct.
0-3, and you are 12-5. You just mentioned it. You were going to the playoffs, first time ever to be a wild card team in the playoffs, which is really an anomaly that I hadn't even thought of until I saw it last night. You know, they've always won the division to get to the postseason, but wild card team headed to Pittsburgh. We have a lot to talk about with that game last night, Ravens and Steelers, and certainly facing the Steelers in the postseason a week from tonight. You know, we got to get all these particulars out there.
Yeah,
they're playing on a Monday night.
No more Texans Saturday Invitational, which I'm sure factors in more because you're on the road rather than being at the house.
And they had to put Carolina somewhere.
Yeah.
Put Carolina with their 8-9 record or whatever it is somewhere. So let's start with, like, go from 0-3 to 12-5. The season's over. You kind of absorb it. It was a weird game yesterday, really, from the parking lot on. You were out doing some tailgating, judging, and I know I was out there, you know, with a couple of friends tailgating early. Just kind of a weird vibe there. And then less than, 30, 45 minutes into the game, you knew that that was a wrap. You knew that the Jaguars were going to win the division. The Texans knew it. They come out at
halftime.
Thanks
for nothing, Titans.
Yeah, no kidding. They come out after halftime. Lots of starters, including C.J. Stroud and others, not even in the game anymore. So kind of a bizarre sort of atmosphere. But nevertheless, it turned into quite the season at large, quite an appreciation for what this team has done.
Without question, yeah. And I see you guys on the text line. Always appreciate you getting involved. Don't know how much you want to be celebrating after giving up 30 points to a team with a third or fourth string quarterback going into the playoffs. I mean, did you have any issues defensively with the way this game went? I didn't. And you also started seeing a lot of those points came in when you have secondary defenders in there, with all due respect to them. In fact, in watching that second half back yesterday, I was thinking about it and I was like, you can see a lot of the same tenacity, but you see where the talent level slows down with some of the depth, right? You could see the impact of Azeez Al-Shaair, which we saw a couple games ago, right? When he was not playing, you saw what that was, and that translated again in the second half. You saw what happens when you pair back, especially with the cornerbacks that you have in this. I think that those are just going to happen when you're playing fewer of your stars. But I think also you can choose to view it in this way. You don't have to. I view it as a credit to what this defense has been, what this team has made from this defense, where the tenacity that they play with sometimes can be the focus. I think Tyler Dunn, Go Long,
yeah,
he does a newsletter and a Substack that is very good. In fact, just today he dropped a piece about the tenacity of this defense, how it was built, and what it is. It's a throwback type level of violence that they employ in order to do what they do. It's almost sometimes underscored, or sometimes overtakes mm-hmm. what is the incredible talent that exists on this defense, and why the simplicity and the speed of this defense is so good is because you take that talent and you allow it to play fast.
Yeah.
I think that is what's missing when you're putting in, when you have not just Kayvon Walls, but you have other dudes like Elijah Huzzy playing a lot, and you have some of these other guys, and Elijah Huzzy got an interception, so salute to that man. And it's not to denigrate those guys, but there's a clear difference in what your starters are and what it is when you're playing a lot of dudes on the on the second line, third line of your defense, plus playing dudes out of position. You had safeties playing linebackers. You had EJ Speed playing rush end towards the end. Like, I think that those are also factors that you have to take into account when you look at this defense and the 30 points that are on the board.
Yeah, I don't necessarily altogether agree with that.
Okay.
I think there are some things to note. I'm not worried about this defense, but as the texter pointed out, it's not like, I'll put it this way. Worries about the defense? Depth 100%. Because they put 17 points on your ass in the first half.
They did.
That was with the starters on the field. Well, the starters that played on the field.
Yeah, no. Kamar Lassiter in this one.
Riley Leonard found some holes.
Sure.
Derek Stingley, first time all season, gave up some plays to Alec Pierce. So I'm not going to say, oh, no, because this defense, we've said it. I think it's obvious to the world, the NFL world now. They can beat anybody with this defense, practically this defense alone. But it's not unfair to say, hey, any sort of eyebrow raising there. I think the depth was clearly exposed. In first half, no question. That wasn't backups. That was your depth pieces there. Riley Leonard, was there something that Aaron Rodgers might be able to call from some of the deep balls that he was laying out there? And, Aaron Rodgers is pretty dang good, with his arm anyway. So I'm not going to totally disagree with him. I will say, I think this defense is so good, and being able to win the way it is, and then it turns to this matchup. Couldn't ask for a better matchup. If you drew it up and said, what team do you want to play in the first round, it would be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think so.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think it means it's a gimme either.
No, and we'll I think there's more to talk about there.
Offense,
? From the 8-3-2. Is there anything that you saw from this offense? I know that C.J. Stroud was pulled from this game. And actually, can we get a little C.J. Stroud audio here, if you don't mind? This is actually C.J. Stroud. One, the first question that he was asked out the gate post game, and I thought it was interesting because, again, that's one of the places where I'm going to be honest. I had dissuaged myself of the idea that there's going to be anything that different that happened with this offense. But I'm always interested on how they view it from the inside.
Yeah.
And C.J. Stroud, when he was asked, we're still looking for this audio? All right, no problem. Well, C.J. Stroud talking about it, it sounded somewhat similar, and it still feels like offensively they believe that there's more to be wrong. Now, I imagine that when you're on the inside, you have to feel that way. Mm-hmm. But was there anything for you offensively that you saw that you were intrigued by? One of the things I could definitely point to is Hutchinson, the way that they used him with that in the absence of Nico Collins. I found that intriguing. Not to say that necessarily that that's going to be something that carries on in a big way, but it found any instance where I could see someone else outside of the dude who wears number 12 being able to be involved offensively in a way that feels tangible is going to be edifying to me.
Yeah, Hutchinson to me was the same. The ability to make those plays in the absence of Nico Collins. On the other side of that coin, we saw again in the first half it was very very evident just how important Nico Collins is to this offense. You know, without Nico, you know, in the game, it was very clear that the struggles they had. The other thing that was really kind of promising, especially with missing some guys up front, I mean, British Brooks had a pretty good game rushing the ball. Is that the offensive line or is that British Brooks? Maybe the offensive line found some things that they were able to do. On the other side of the coin, again, the field goals, man. I mean, you know, finishing drives. You know, everybody's talking about, hey, they kick more field goals than any team in NFL history. 45. That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all. That's a testament to your offense sputtering, oftentimes with self-inflicted mistakes. Yesterday, we'll get to those later as well.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That would be the other part of it.
Yeah, and Kyami Fairbairn, a hat tip to him for coming up strong. A place that we very much want to go in this conversation, because I think that all Houston Texans fans were locked in on Sunday Night Football to find out who your opponent was. You can see what kicking does and does not do for a football team when it comes down to it. There is some level of appreciation that should be given to Kyami Fairbairn in the idea that you should not have to lean on him nearly as much as you do, but when you do, he has been able to hold up for you, whether long, intermediate, short, when you ask him to step up and kick. And with the game style, the game plan that they have come into the season with and that they've run through the season with and that they've won 9 games in a row with, it matters to have a kicker that you can line up from 50-plus and feel confident that when you set him up there, he's going to knock it down. Even if that is not optimal, even if that is something that creates a little bit of anxiety for what the ultimate aptitude of this team can be when they get to this 4-game season that is the playoffs, I do appreciate the fact that he is knocking those down, and he hit six of those. A lot more of those felt like they came in the second half, but he knocked down six of those, and I thought that that was very useful.
The confidence level with your kicker right now could not be higher going into the postseason. It just couldn't. We had some questions earlier from last year and others, in terms, especially in cold weather and on the road and all that. Confidence cannot be higher. That said, you don't want to be kicking a lot of field goals. The other interesting thing about this, and this leads to the matchup, and again, you'll hear D'Amico Ryan's first comments about facing the Pittsburgh Steelers a week from tonight at 11:15 on the show in about an hour.
That's right.
Live, so we'll hear that. But you're going to Pittsburgh, and there's just something about facing the Steelers in Pittsburgh that especially us old heads, us old heads.
Different team.
Will never, different, same city.
Different team, different organization.
Same city.
Hey, don't bring that bad juju over here, John.
No, it's
Lopez.
Not. No, it's revenge. It's revenge. It's righting a wrong. Mike Renfro caught that ball. There's no question about it.
I've heard that many a time.
There is something about that. So that's one part. But then here's the other part that I find really, really interesting. I just said, and I think you would agree, you know, going into yesterday, if you said, which team do you absolutely, you know, positively, if you don't win the division, or even if you do, want to face, it would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. The interesting thing about that is I don't know what the final score was going to be, but I know it's going to be very, very low on Monday night. Mike Tomlin is a D'Amico Ryans kind of coach. They play the same game. They have two great rush ends. So do the Texans. They have a guy in the middle of that defense, Cam Hayward. We're going to be talking about this all week long, but I'm just saying this is the type of game that the Texans should absolutely suffocate the Steelers. But the Steelers play the same kind of football, and it's going to be 25 degrees. I've already looked at the weather forecast. It's going to be
how accurate is that weather forecast going to be?
7 days out, it's a little inaccurate, but it's roughly.
We've all had our run-ins with meteorologists.
Yeah.
The 7 day forecast is something
put it this way,
I inherently don't trust.
It's going to be cold.
It will be cold. It will be.
What y'all's weather at?
Weather Underground, man. All day long. Anyway,
imagine having a preferred weather.
Weather Underground, 100%.
Well, you're a fisherman.
I'm a fisherman.
You got a reason. I was just going to call you old.
And then there's this. That's right. I can take it. and then there's this.
Welcome back, baby. We back.
We're talking about Kaimi Fairbairn. How has Pittsburgh been with kickers over the years?
With Boswell?
How was it last night?
Yeah, I was about to say not last night.
Last night's game in general was one of those things that it somehow induced a little bit of an anxiety because, of course, it was going to. But it gave me a level of confidence because you saw the ways in which those teams are not steady.
Yeah.
And particularly on defense, those teams are not steady. There were giant plays happening back and forth. It turned into a haymaker battle in the second half. Part of that was the desperation that was happening, the chaos of the moment, a division game, all of those things coming together. But some of that also was those defense having huge defensive breakdowns, moments of, you know, lapses, all sorts of bad play within there. And I go, that is a lack of steadiness that has not befallen the Texans in quite a long while this season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you could point to the instances and reasons of those. It feels a lot like early on in the season where you've got dudes trying to cover for other dudes going rogue on defense.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen that very frequently. If you're talking about instances of issues, it has not happened in the way that you saw back and forth with both the Ravens and the Steelers in that last game. And that's encouraging on both ends. I think you're getting to, though, you want to face this Steelers team because I don't think that there's much that you go, I am deathly afraid of this pinpoint here. Maybe TJ Watt is one, especially coming off of the injury. So he's had a few weeks where he has not played football. So he's going to be a little bit fresher, one might imagine. But outside of like TJ Watt, the pass rush, and even that I'm not terrified of. I look at the Steelers team and I go, hey, there's not a lot to be afraid of, but is this, I think you have a secondary point on that,
though. Yeah, so I texted you guys last night, you and Figgy. I said, what team are you pulling for? Right as the game was kicking off. And you both said Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I mean, and you see the reason why I say Pittsburgh. As much as Baltimore is a deeply unserious team that at any given point trips over their own feet.
Yeah.
Like, I think back to when they had Kansas City on the ropes. Zay Flowers fumbles a couple of times. You could talk about, obviously, last year in the postseason when you see Mark Andrews do what Mark Andrews did. Mm-hmm. Even in this game, you see it again. Lamar Jackson doing everything that he can to get this ball downfield, although he has his issues. And then you have everything lined up. a moderate, was it a 27-yard field goal, something like that? It was not a very long field goal by any means. And the rookie kicker manages, and a fantastic rookie kicker at that, Tyler Loop, manages to miss it in a way that actually made me feel bad for him, that I know a lot of people will not feel bad for a kicker. But, yeah.
But what was my response?
The explosive plays that Lamar Jackson can generate, talk less of the ways in which Derrick Henry scares a defense. Those are things that I did not want to have to contend with, even with them being an up and down
But
team.
What was my response when you both said Pittsburgh?
Be careful what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for. That's not, spoiler alert, I'm picking the Texans to win this game. I mean, they're just a better team. The Steelers are a team I would have wanted them to face. That's Aaron Rodgers. Is there anything D'Amico Ryans, Matt Burke, and this Texans defense can do and will do on Monday night that Aaron Rodgers has not seen and handled?
No, but here's the beauty of what the Texans do on defense. They're not getting out here trying to fool you.
Yeah.
ain't no boogie woogie boogie to you at all. Like, yeah, you know generally what they're doing. I'm not saying that they're running a simple defense. They've got their nuances within it. But where they overwhelm you is not, we are going to trick you with scheme. Yeah. It is, we are going to be violent. We are going to be physical to the point where you don't want to do the things that you want to do because they hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just going to play fast, physical football. You know who probably doesn't want physical football? Is Aaron Rodgers. Last night in that game, I don't recall, there was actually a sack, which is surprising when you watch the Baltimore Ravens play football. There was a sack where Aaron Rodgers was down on the ground, and I was like, is he okay?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And not in, is he okay in just like a fantasy football sense. And is he okay as if I had seen someone get hit by a car?
Yeah.
You know? And that thought for me was the violence that this defense poses, the ways in which this pass rush, especially with the rush ends that you have, not just Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter. Add in Dylan Horton. Add in Derek Barnett. Add in big number five, Jalen Petrie rushing on blitzes and stuff, and let them touch him. Like, he might turn into a pile of dust.
I don't
at
disagree.
Times. So I think that will force him to get the ball out. I don't think that will allow him to tap into the full extent of what he's capable of doing historically as the dude who has been a number of other teams' worst nightmare in those moments.
I don't disagree. I am picking the Texans to win, but it'll be a low-scoring game, and Aaron Rodgers, with his ball placement still intact, his smarts still intact, just one of those things where you go, okay, close game, and Aaron Rodgers gets the ball. It's going
to
be interesting.
It's a fair point to make, but one of the things about it is it's the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, you would need a sub-500 playoff team in order to feel like you have a team that you can walk over. That's the nature of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You're going to go and have to beat good teams. I think I would just prefer a team that has less variability. Although you make a great point that if the moment does come down to it, Aaron Rodgers does have a history.
Yeah.
That is a fair point to make. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a victory reaction Monday here. Coming up next, I don't mean to be a negative person. However, typically in a week 18, a lot of especially when you've already clinched your playoff spot, the question ends up being, just come out healthy. And you largely did. Does this one particular injury, or actually maybe these two possible injuries, scare you at all? Let's talk about it next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.